Hey guys, so today we're going to be talking about something a little different, and that is how I handle trolls, haters, and just plain old mean people in 2020. Let's cue that intro and get this started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I wanted to talk a little bit about this because this is actually a question I get all the time, is how do you handle mean people? How do you handle haters? What do you do with trolls? And putting myself out there on multiple social media platforms means there's always someone hating, being mean, or trolling my content on any platform. And it's just kind of become a way of life, and I've really had to get used to it. But I'm going to share with you guys some of the tips that have been really helpful for me along the journey. So if you're listening to this, please don't tell anyone, but secretly, I am a softie. Yeah, I'm really actually sensitive, and so it wasn't something that came naturally to me, learning how to deal with mean people. But there was actually one song that really helped me, and that song is Mean by Taylor Swift. And there are lines in that song that I just always think of, like people in glass houses throwing stones and realizing that people are only throwing stones because they've been hurt or they've been discouraged, that they've been criticized by others in their lives. And so if someone's throwing a criticism at you, it's because somewhere along the way they were criticized. If someone is trolling you or leaving really hurtful comments on your stuff, it's because somewhere along the way someone broke their trust in life, and that's literally a complete reflection of how they feel about their own life. If someone criticizes the way that you look, it means that someone was very critical towards them, probably a parental or authority figure early on in life, and that was really helpful for me to understand that it's never really personal. It's truly a reflection of how they feel about their life. But I'm going to share with you some of these tips that have been very helpful for me, especially since I first went viral about 4 years ago, and how I handled it then versus how I handle it now. So 4 years ago, I had a post go viral. It reached 11.3 million people, and it had like something crazy, like hundreds of thousands of likes. There was something like 60 or 70,000 shares of my post. And when I started to go into the comments of that post, it was my very first time getting a lot of exposure, and I wasn't ready for it. And when I started to see some of the negative comments, I made a decision not to check the comments, and I was just going to wait until I felt mentally ready. So first and foremost, make a decision now. Are you ready to check comments, or is it going to be too much? Especially if you're diving into platforms like YouTube and TikTok. TikTok especially, people can leave some really particularly cruel comments. And so just know going into it, can I handle having comments on? Can I handle some of the rude things that people might say? And one of the things that was the most shocking to me is that the comments range from talking about the way that I share absolutely no value, to how big my forehead is, that I'm super dumb, that I am no expert. It goes on, and the list is really crazy. Now, where I learned to draw the line is when something crosses the line into being abusive. If somebody is saying something that I would never allow someone to say to me in person without like having a conversation, then I'm going to delete the comment and block the person and move on with my life. But if someone is just leaving a hateful or a hurtful comment, at this point in time, I actually respond with as much compassion as humanly possible. And that's not always easy. In fact, as I'm recording this today, there was someone who proceeded to share a bunch of comments that were really intended to hurt me and basically say that like I'm not a compassionate person in this crazy time that we're going through. And I had to recognize, okay, this person probably hasn't been shown much compassion, or they've been going through a really hard time, particularly themselves. And so I personally choose to respond with kindness and compassion until it crosses a line. For example, if you are threatening me or my family, or calling me names that are like abusive in any way, that's where I'm going to delete the comments and block someone. But most of the time, I personally like to recognize that there's a human behind every troll and every hate is stemming from a hurt. And by recognizing those things, it's helped me to realize that I can respond with compassion. Anyone who's hurting has the ability to grow as they develop a sense of awareness of who they are and what they want to be in life. And oftentimes I found that these people will apologize. In fact, about a year ago, maybe even a year and a half ago, someone that I had trained really turned against me over a series of kind of just silly things that fell apart. And they were calling me a scam online and saying some really hurtful things that were kind of unfounded. It was all based on several just misunderstandings. And when we were able to clear it up, we were able to make everything right. And just a few weeks ago, I actually got an apology from that person. And I was like, I'm really glad that we handled it right during that time. I'm glad we didn't lash out back or say anything mean back to that person. Because there's always an apology down the road. And if there isn't, maybe it's something that they're going to think about down the road. I wish I hadn't mistreated that person. But then there's also this really interesting kind of silver lining that I think about. There was this group of girls in high school that weren't particularly kind to me. And I remember just always thinking, like, they're not nice people. But what's really weird is every single one of those girls have now reached out to me over social media, asking for help and wanting to learn how to do exactly what I do. And so it's like it always kind of comes full circle at some point, and all you can do is handle it with kindness, but also protect your heart. And this is really key. This is going to be super helpful for anyone who is secretly sensitive like I am. I actually do not check comments when I'm hitting a place where I'm feeling particularly vulnerable or emotional. And that is an intentional choice because there's always a criticism. Everyone always has a criticism. It's so much easier to give out criticisms than it is to give out compliments or to give credit where credit's due. And so I don't check comments when I'm feeling vulnerable, emotional, when it's that time of the month. Like, I never check those comments during that time. And that's intentional. I'm going to come back when I'm feeling strong and taken care of. I also start out my day every day with self-care, which means I build myself up before I face the world because the world isn't looking to build me up. That's my job first and foremost. And I do that through meditation and prayer. I do that through some positive, like not mantras, but kind of like mantras and positive YouTube videos in the morning to get me all geared up. I'll usually serve people for the first couple hours of every single day. So that means giving out free value, building out things that can help others. And all of that has been really helpful for me before I face the world. The world can be very cruel, you guys, but my best advice to you is to know who you are before you go out into the world. Be very clear about who you are and who you're here to serve, because it will make the haters feel very, very small and insignificant compared to what you're called to do. So I hope that this has helped you guys a little bit. If you need a little bit of support in your mindset, I've actually put together a mindset manifesto, which are some awesome backgrounds that you can download for your phone, your computer, or you can print them out and put them alongside of your desk. And so I've put those together. You can head to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And in the show notes of this episode, you will see my mindset manifestos. So you can grab those, download them, print them out, and just have them everywhere to remind yourself of who you truly are. Because remember, if you're looking to the world to remind you who you are, they are only going to tell you their own inadequacies reflected onto you. Go into the world already knowing who you are and what you are called to do and bring to the world. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.